I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A group of refugees from home Syria have arrived in Rome thanks to a, quote, humanitarian corridor project. The project, led by the Sant'Egidio community, with help from the Federation of Evangelical, Waldensian, and Methodist Churches, attempts to have refugees avoid boat journeys across the Mediterranean and avoid the exploitation of those looking to flee by human traffickers and get them legal entry into Italy with humanitarian visas and the possibility to apply for asylum. Once in Italy, the refugees are hosted in houses and communities and are taught Italian, while children are placed in schools and the adults get help finding work. Pope Francis welcomed the newest group of refugees to arrive and praised the project as a, quote, concrete sign of commitment to peace and life. Michael Avenatti, an attorney for Stormy Daniels, the adult film star that has claimed to have had a sexual encounter with President Donald Trump, has filed a motion in court asking to depose the president and his lawyer, Michael Cohen. Avenatti stated he would like to question the president and his attorney for, quote, no more than 2 hours each on a $130,000 payment made to Daniels in the days before the presidential election. Avenatti states the questioning is necessary to determine whether Trump knew about the payment and agreed to it. Cohen has claimed that he made the payment with his own money and that Trump never had intercourse with Daniels. As Facebook deals with waves of criticism over its privacy and data practices, the social media company is looking to improve its privacy tools. Among the changes are putting access to all the privacy settings and controls in one single place, adding, quote, clearer explanations about how the controls work, and a way for users to access the data that the site collects on them. The changes will not have any effect on the privacy policies themselves or the kind of data Facebook collects on its users. The company has said the changes have been in development for some time, but that the events of the last few days have highlighted their importance. Facebook has been working on the changes since the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation that was approved 2 years ago and goes into effect May 25th. Pope Francis has named Dominican Father Robert Christian, a San Francisco native, as an auxiliary bishop for the San Francisco Archdiocese. Father Christian is 69 years old, entered the Dominicans in 1970 at St. Albert Priory in Oakland, California, and was ordained a priest in 1976. Bishop-designate Christian has been working with students since 2015 and has held the roles of college teacher, professor and vice dean at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas, and a lecturer at the Graduate Theological Union. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.